They were prisoners of war, yet they were paid for their work, and many of them forged friendships with the locals that would span the rest of their lives. The story of World War II in the Heartland is today's edition of The American Countryside. During World War II, Midwestern towns like Clarinda, Iowa, were awarded POW camps to house captured German soldiers. Area farmers could go to the camp and request and pay for the POWs to work on their farms. Dan Eshelman is an author on the subject.
There's what was called a prevailing wage rate at the time. That's what the farmers paid the government for these people. And the government paid the prisoners so much per day based on whatever they thought was fair to them. The balance went to the U.S. Treasury. It was a money-making operation for the government.
Those proceeds were in turn used to fund the camps. Only two camps ever housed Japanese prisoners, one in Clarinda and the other in Wisconsin.
There were fewer Japanese because they didn't surrender like the Germans did. They either died in battle or later on their own accord, so there were very few Japanese prisoners.
With the Japanese surrender in August of 1945, POWs from Europe and Asia began to leave the Midwestern states.
The Japanese went to the West Coast, and from there, the Germans went to the East Coast and left from that point. They were shipped out in small groups, but the Japanese all left in one time. It was one massive train trip in October of 1945.
Once the camp was empty, it was deactivated in January of 1946. But for many communities, they forged friendships with those prisoners.
A lot of them came back to Clarinda just to visit people whom they had worked for before, and they really established long-term relationships with them, and everything I heard was positive.
All told, over 400,000 German, Italian, and Japanese POWs were brought to camps across the Midwest. Traveling the countryside in Clarinda, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.